This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Multiple education organizations filed a federal complaint today over the rollout of the state's universal preschool program. The suit was filed by 6 school districts and organizations for state superintendents and special education directors. It claims the way the program matches children with preschools violates federal and state laws that protect students with disabilities. It also claims the matching system takes away a school district's power to serve those children. Governor Polis said in a statement that he would, quote, vigorously defend the landmark program. Utility regulators have signed off on a $97 million rate increase for Xcel Energy's electricity customers. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Xcel Energy originally proposed a $312 million rate hike last September. After a settlement with major power users and the state energy office, it pared it back by more than two-thirds. But there was still one big question. When should the company recover $48 million needed to close coal-fired power plants? Consumer advocates suggested waiting until next decade, after renewables theoretically lower electricity costs. But commissioners ultimately decided customers should pay now, not later. The rate hike takes effect this fall. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife want anglers to catch and remove as many fish as possible from Hunt Lake near the town of Monarch. CPW is preparing the lake for the reintroduction of the rare Hayden Creek cutthroat trout and needs all the existing fish in the lake taken out first. Anglers must use legal fishing methods. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.